The state says it's not the kind of cut that's discretionary. It's a formula change for Medicaid, and it's based on spending in prior years. Either way, it means an 8 or 9% cut to 14 providers across the state for a total of about $500,000. The challenge, though, is that agencies were only made aware of the change in December, midway through their fiscal years. Cheryl Arora is the budget director for the state's Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services.
We got a late start looking at the information and trying to build the rate. Unfortunately, that's the situation we were in.
Ray Gorman is one of the providers that gets the state Medicaid money to pay for those with intensive needs, like 24-hour care. He's president and CEO of Community Mental Health Affiliates in New Britain. Here's how he describes the clients who need the care in the one group home he runs that'll be affected by the cut.
The person who requires the highest level of supervision is the one who, if they do not have that highest level of supervision, runs the greatest risk of being of harm to themselves or others.
Gorman praises the Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services as an agency, but says its late notice leaves him in a bind.
If at the beginning of the year I know that I have to come up with $30,000 in 12 months, I can figure out probably how to do that so that it's as painless as possible. When you have to basically come up with that in 6 months because you've already expensed 6 or 7 months worth of revenue when you get the notice, that's much different.
In a letter to the affected agencies, the state apologized for the delay and said going forward, it will work to finalize rates before the start of the fiscal year. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.